Hi, I'm Tia, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Tia, and good morning, kids commuters. Here we are in a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute, and we'll have a Quizlet coming up for you later in the show. Here is a musical joke for you. Why couldn't the string quartet find their composer? Because he was Haydn. I'm talking about Franz Josef Haydn, this week's composer. It's Haydn Week. Franz Josef Haydn was born in Austria in the year 1732, and he is the composer of one of the most famous musical jokes of all time, which we'll be getting to later in the show today. Haydn was referred to by his peers and his fans as Papa Haydn for several reasons. First of all, he was known as the father of the symphony and the father of the string quartet because of the innovations that he made in those forms, and also because he taught many famous composers like Mozart and Beethoven, and he had a reputation for just being a really kindly and fatherly person. Haydn spent a lot of his career as a court musician for the wealthy Esterházy family at their remote estate, way out in the boonies. And until the later part of his life, this kept him kind of isolated from other composers and trends in music. So he didn't know what was going on out in the scene, and he was, as he put it, forced to become original. Although that ended up in him being very original, and he was the most famous composer in Europe for a really long time. Now, back to that musical joke. In 1791, Haydn wrote a special symphony to present in London for a concert series. Now, his student, Pleyel, was coming to town for a big concert, and Haydn felt like he had to pull something big and do something new so that his student, Pleyel, wouldn't outshine him. So, he thought of a great little musical joke for his big show. He created the Surprise Symphony. Why is it called the Surprise Symphony? Well, in the second movement, Haydn has this pretty little quiet intro. Here, let's listen to this. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice? But then, as things quietly tiptoe along, this happens. Surprise! Here's the second movement of the Surprise Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn.
Thank you.
That was the second movement of the Surprise Symphony by Franz Josef Haydn. By the way, in German, they refer to the Surprise Symphony not as the Surprise Symphony, but the Symphony mit dem Paukenschlag, which means the one with the kettle drum. The kettle drum is the instrument used to help make that opening bang so loud and surprising. Now, kids commuters, it's time for our Quizlet for the week. All week long, we will ask you a question. If you know the answer, we will send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. So here's the question. What did composer Ludwig van Beethoven give up while he was writing his Ninth Symphony? What did Beethoven give up? If you know the answer, send us a text message with your name and address, and the answer, of course, to area code 231-237-7482, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.